95.7 CFW. CFW. 1057 CFW. And more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW. Mike McKay is back. Wake up with Mike McKay in the morning, every weekday morning from 6 till 10 on CFW. Mike has your news and weather every hour and everything you need to know about the fun things happening throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. Plus, Mike announces your birthday and anniversary shout-outs every morning at 8:15. Send them in through our Facebook or text us. It's easy to do with our free Civic Media app.
Listen in the morning and it'll keep you smiling all day.
Mike McKay in the morning on 105.7 CFW. Entire Chippewa Valley. We're your first choice for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Here's the thing. We started out friends. It was cool, but it was all pretend.
1057 CFW.
Yeah.
times have you been at work listening to some local radio station and you nod off? Could be dangerous. Could even get you fired.
Wait, what happened?
Well, have we got the solution for you? We designed 105.7 CFW so you can listen to it all day long. This is the Valley's fun music, and that means no falling asleep. Wake up. Toss that other station on the finished pile and plan to spend your work day with us instead. 105.7 CFW.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
A little bit of calm along with some gentle stretches and goats. It's relaxing all levels yoga, including playful goats, and happening Fridays through Sundays until November at Hidden Timber Soul Sanctuary on County Road N in Fall Creek. Find more at HiddenTimberSoulSanctuary.com. Or why not spend the night finding your artsy side at the Simply Creative Studio and Boutique. This one all about painting and around a ballpark theme. Classes include everything you need, and it's happening Friday night, May 24th at Dixon's Autumn Harvest Winery. It's on County Highway J in Chippewa Falls. And the Chippewa River Trolley is back for the season. Hop on board for family fun on Saturdays, winery tours Sundays through September, leaving from the local store in Eau Claire, and you can find more at ChippewaRiverTrolley.org. Enjoy, and until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Trumbull County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in investigating a suspicious death earlier this week. According to a press release, law enforcement authorities are gathering videos and information relating to the death, which occurred on Wednesday around 8:30 p.m. near Highway 53 and County Road TT in the village of Ettrick. Anybody who is in the area between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. is being asked to share any dash cam footage or information that could help authorities investigate the suspicious death. The Chippewa County Board of Supervisors has approved a new courthouse security officer position. Officials say the added officer position will offer the courthouse more security after a man was arrested for allegedly threatening to shoot up the courthouse last year. According to Chippewa County Sheriff Travis Hakes, the extra officer is necessary because people there could begin to act violently depending on their circumstances, and the courthouse should also be making other security upgrades. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some could have heavy rain, lows in the upper 50s. For Monday, showers and thunderstorms, highs in the low to mid 70s. For Monday night, partly cloudy, a low around 55. For Tuesday, more showers and thunderstorms with a high near 75. Right now, it's 62.
CFW.
Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning.
CFW.
We know they won't win. And more
all weekend long.
I can't quit listening.
This is 105.7 CFW.
Baby, can't you see?
Do it in London, losing my hands and I know.
Ooh.